WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tommy Wallace is no longer superintendent of the Bryan School District.
The Bryan School Board voted 4-2 to accept a voluntary separation agreement with Wallace. David Stansney and Mark McCall voted no.
I'm not opposed to the separation and the, most of the terms in there, but I do have some concerns about some of the terms.
And I agree with Mr. Stansney.
Voting yes, Doug Wunderberger, Felicia Benford, Trey Moore, and Ruthie Waller. What was unanimous was no one would explain their vote.
I don't think I can add anything to my comments.
Could I refer you to the board president, Dr. Wunderberger?
We'll have a joint release here shortly.
Comments to Dr. Wunderberger.
And again, we'll refer all statements to Dr. Wunderberger and the joint press release.
We have a press release that will give the information that we can on the voluntary separation agreement. I cannot comment at this time on the contents of it.
Because a joint statement from the board and Wallace does not spell out what Wallace gets from Bryan ISD for resigning, WTAW News filed an open records request. That could take 2 months for a response if the board decides to let the Attorney General's office make the decision. No one said what led to Wallace's departure, but the board president said the common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight. Wallace, who did not attend the meeting, sent a tweet quoting two Bible verses from the Old Testament. One was Psalms 34, the other Jeremiah 29:11-14, where the last verse from the New International Version states, "I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." The board also named Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke interim superintendent on a unanimous vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School Board has cleared what members and administrators believe is the biggest hurdle towards changing boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses. Superintendent Clark Ely counted a 5-2 consensus that all three middle schools will be split into the district's two high schools as recommended by a 37-member committee. College Station Middle School will be nearly divided, while 16% of A&M Consolidated Middle School students would go to College Station High, and 18% of students from CSISD's third middle school would go to Consolidated High School. Carol Barrett supported the committee's recommendation.
My thinking changed literally in the middle of the night, and I trust that we're going to coach our kids up however they need to be coached up. In fine arts and in middle school, if we have to hire additional staff to do that.
While no official vote was taken on splitting the middle schools, the board unanimously agreed with the committee's recommendations on grandfathering. Last week's Bryan City Council meeting included a public speaker requesting the city waive penalties and interest for those who mailed last year's tax statements to the old tax office and they arrived late to the new tax office. Gary Welch says county commissioners who initially decided their request reconsidered and refunded the penalties and interest. Welch says the Bryan School District has also made the refund, but he came to last week's council meeting after getting no response from city staff.
I sent a letter to the city of Bryan on July 26th. Of this year asking for the refund. I haven't heard anything back. I've also sent two subsequent emails asking to be contacted by email or phone call, and I haven't heard anything about it. And I'm just wondering if this is going to get dealt with and if y'all are going to, you know, address our questions.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the request will be considered at next Tuesday's council meeting. Firefighters from the Twin Cities gathered yesterday to remember those around the state who lost their lives on the job over the last 12 months. Speakers at the annual Fallen Firefighters Memorial Program included Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor. He brought up the concern of an increased risk of firefighters getting cancer.
We as the fire service must address this concern for the long-term benefit of our people. While ensuring safe working conditions to prevent line-of-duty deaths is critical, addressing cancer issues is also critical as well for the long-term health of our firefighters.
Five Texas firefighters were recognized at the program. An international jewelry designer based in Austin was this year's featured speaker at the annual Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Group's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. Kendra Scott, whose business model has always included philanthropy, had a close friend die of breast cancer earlier this year.
She was a wife a mother, a loyal friend, and she was also an inspiration to so many women. Her voice touched 53 million people in a video that she had done prior to her death. And, you know, I told her that I would be her voice, and any chance that I can come and be Holly's voice, I am.
98% of proceeds from the luncheon, as well as today's Pink Out profit share at nearly 30 restaurants, goes towards grants around the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Good morning, 812. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains in control, but the high will be shifting east, so the weather starts to gradually change as we head into the middle portion of the work week. Today, a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs up close to 90 degrees. We're partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75. There could be an isolated storm. Clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, 85 to 90 with the risk of an isolated storm. And it's partly sunny during the day Thursday to start, then some afternoon clouds could lead to a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Lady Gaga,
yeah,
going to be the halftime entertainment, you know, at Super Bowl,
right,
Super Bowl in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing the intimacy of dive bars over arenas to showcase songs in her new album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she'll appear at a handful of bars beginning this week as a nod to the album's, quote, raw Americana, end quote. And that whole vibe there where she got her start.
So are they like pop-up, like you don't know she's going to be there?
Well, it says they'll open, the three-stop tour will open tomorrow night in an undisclosed location.
Mm. So you just
Gaga,
get lucky if you show up?
I suppose that must be it. Somebody, you know, if you're following Gaga and you know where she's going to be.
Yeah.
The performance will be streamed live. Oh, that's good, on Bud Light's Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And the time will be announced. And then there'll be another one on October 20th and October 27th as well.
Kind of cool.
I really hope that that's the case, that she has done that. Because here's the deal, and my problem with Lady Gaga, really.
Okay.
Stephanie Germanotta, who is Lady Gaga, that's
okay.
A real name.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
She's actually an accomplished musician, and she's very, very good at it. If you've ever heard anything she's done that's not one of her pop singles or whatever,
right,
she's actually quite an amazing musician, but she's made this fame for herself by doing all this weird music and everything, and all this stuff that,
meat,
you know,
dresses.
Meat dresses, all the crazy things that she does like that. And it just, you know, as a musician myself, it just kind of, it really just chaps my hide sometimes to know that she's sat down and played piano with Elton John, or, you know, she got the chance to play on John Lennon's piano and stuff like that because she wrote songs about her losing her phone in the club because she was too drunk. You
well,
know what I mean?
She did an album with Tony Bennett.
She did.
Yeah.
So I didn't see. Now I take the other side. I mean, look, she's good at the end of the day, she's good at what she does. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, she said, was it America the Beautiful that she sang at the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, I think so.
And nailed it.
Oh, and when she did Julie Andrews, the Sound of Music
right.
at that award show,
yep.
was just phenomenal.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I really hope that she is finally using her notoriety now to showcase her true talent with you know,
Poker Face is talent, Brad.
Yeah, it is. I like Poker Face.
Yeah.
That's an okay song. But here's the deal. How many people do that kind of goofy crap that she did, and they're not as good as she is?
Yeah,
true.
That's
so
true.
From that standpoint, if she gets herself out there and she ends up, and she did. Look, when you do an album with Tony Bennett, you spread your demographic.
Oh, yeah. There,
no doubt about that. Well, there are people who heard her who never heard her before.
Most people know who Lady Gaga is, too. So, I mean, she's done well for herself. I'm not taking anything away from her there.
But when she stands up and does something from Sound of Music, I mean, that's homage to Rodgers and Hammerstein. I mean, we're talking pretty classic type American stuff. So we'll see. Anyway.
I hope it's
interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like a cool idea for sure.
Hope it happens. In Maryland, Montgomery County police detective driving when he noticed a Ford Crown Vic traveling beside him that looked like an unmarked police cruiser. Driver of the Crown Vic then pulled in behind the detective and activated a siren and abruptly changed lanes, speeding past the detective. Well, detective conducted a traffic stop after, you know, figuring out the driver was not a real cop.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested.
Mm.
Here's a guy, and again,
can't do that.
Well, and it's probably good. It's probably good that they caught that guy because he's not going to be up to any good to be impersonating police officers.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really horrible things you can do while doing that.
Glad that pretty well worked out
definitely.
Way that it did. All right, here we go. More proof that TV is bad for your children. That's right. Children who watch TV on weekdays tend to do worse in school than those who don't.
No.
Imagine that.
Yep. Weekend viewing appears to have no negative effects on the schoolwork. Oh, good.
Well,
it shakes
good.
All that garbage out of their brain.
Yeah.
The study of middle school students ranging in ages from 9 to 15 also found schoolwork suffered among those who were allowed to watch adult or R-rated movies and cable shows. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Back in the day when I used to go to the movie theater, that really would bother me. If I was going to a movie that was like that and you had your kids.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Still bothers me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't happen to go to the movies very much anymore. All right, so it's 8:18, and we are U.S. Americans.
Yes, we are.
We love U.S. America. We think that U.S. America is the greatest place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I got this story that's supposed to make us feel bad about ourselves because we're U.S. Americans.
Can't do it.
I don't
Won't
want
make
to.
Me.
I don't want to. Because after all, when it's all said and done, we are U.S. Americans.
That's right.
Yeah.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like
such as,
I believe that they should our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S.
Where? Oh, now I get it.
Should help South Africa.
Oh,
it should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Oh my God!
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
She personally believes. That.
Now, do you remember that? Had you heard that before, Chelsea?
I don't know. I've heard of the story. Okay. I don't think I'd ever heard the clip.
Okay. Well, that's why I say U.S. Americans, because I learned it from her.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that there was any other kind of Americans
Most
other than U.S.
Americans,
but it's U.S. Americans.
So well, there are different. No. There are, technically. Because if you're a South American, you're an American.
Oh, that's right. Sure. Yeah.
Trust me, I lived with a girl from Colombia, and when I would say Americans,
she would say
North Americans.
Because
I am South American.
Okay. Got
I loved Lena, but that was.
That's it. So there you go. That's Miss South Carolina from 2007. So I did that because we have this list of things that's supposed to make us feel badly about ourselves because we are U.S. Americans. For instance, each U.S. American occupies 20% more developed land, that's housing, schools, shopping, and roads, than 20 years ago. Each U.S. American uses three times as much water as the world average. Over half the original wetlands in the United States have been lost due mainly to us needing to develop that land. Half the continental United States can no longer support its original vegetation. Nearly 1,000 plant and animal species are listed by the U.S. government as endangered or threatened, with 85% of those due to habitat loss or alteration. The United States consumes nearly 25% of the world's energy, though it is only 5% of the world's population and has the highest per capita oil consumption worldwide. And each U.S. American produces about 6 pounds of trash a day.
Oh, yeah, that guy's going to wear it.
And he's going to wear his. That's right. Yeah. That's up from 3 pounds a day back in 1960.
Wow.
Okay, now is that the only thing that's doubled in 55 years?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Our waistlines.
So there, all those things right there. So I know you're proud to be an American, but just consider we're ruining the earth because we're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, does it make you feel bad? Nah, you'll be over
I'm
it, right?
Terrible.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 8th, it's fall beekeeping. Learn how to find bees, insulate hives, and keep a healthy population. Plus, we'll tell you what you need to know if you plan to start up in the spring. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Tom Turbyville and Scott Clendenin as they broadcast from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by BB&T, Poets, RP Lee Pest Control, and the Chocolate Gallery. The Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There it goes, 822, the Infomaniacs. All right, now just a minute ago, we're talking about how horrible U.S. Americans are. Okay, then we did the commercial about producers where they're going to be talking about bees.
Uh-huh.
Bees were just added to the U.S. endangered species list.
I heard about this.
For the first time ever.
Really?
Federal authorities added 7 species of yellow-faced bees for protection under the Endangered Species Act. All 7 are native to the state of Hawaii and are responsible for pollinating some of Hawaii's indigenous plant species, many of which are threatened themselves.
So who's killing these bees?
Well, you know, we've had that bee decline thing, which has been going on for a few years.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, we probably are. Well, we drink too much Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Really? Yeah. You're blaming me for the bee decline?
You know, I saw a picture that said, don't care about the bees dying out.
Nah.
Well, the bees are the ones who pollinate your food. Care now? I've never seen a bee pollinate a cow. That's all I got to say. Never seen one pollinate a chicken.
I understand people kill bees when they're about to sting them.
Sure.
But what are we doing that is causing the bee decline?
Well, I don't know. The bees in Hawaii have been threatened by non-native bees. You see, that's not us.
So how are we supposed to handle the non-native bees?
Yeah, really.
Because, guys, our simple existence and all of our usage of the world's resources are killing off
the bees. I feel for the bees, but I just don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
We drive too much.
And it says, and bees are flying and our cars hit the bees and they kill them.
Watch out for my car.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on the way. See? And other invasive animal species, they say, in addition to those. And then, of course, there is human development. Although there is no evidence yet, the researchers said the bees could be compromised by diseases, that, you know, with a few left, the species as a whole is limited to adapting to its environmental change. In other words, the ones who survive, okay, let me see, the stronger survive.
Right.
And they continue to make stronger bees. The effects of climate change. Oh, that's right. So there are other bees that are causing a problem. There are predators that are causing a problem.
Yeah,
they're diseases.
It's called nature.
It is. Hello.
Hey, the bees may not pollinate the cow, but they pollinate with the cows and the chickens eat.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get
there.
That is true.
There's no doubt, and You know, really, down in Navasota, it's a big deal down there. You know, they've got an apiary down there that's they've been doing that stuff for a long time.
Nifty.
The bee people down there.
Well, so. when our bee problem really hits home, unlike, I mean, I know Hawaii, what yeah, is that going to affect us?
That is a little far away. But apparently, there are other bees, so they're having like bee battles. It's like gang wars with bees.
This is an interesting text message we just received.
Kay.
That spraying to eradicate Zika carrying mosquitoes in Southeast U.S. killed a lot of bees.
Oh, that's right.
Well, but do we want to die from Zika or do we want to kill the bees?
See?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
People were just never meant to be on Earth.
That's, again, how many times do we have to tell you?
Oh, God! We're going to die!
That's right!
Mm-hmm. Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A little more than a week after becoming the largest hotel company in the world, Marriott International is already expanding internationally. The company officially opened its first Marriott hotel in Rwanda today, the first time it's ventured into sub-Saharan Africa in its 90-year history. Marriott just completed its purchase of Starwood Hotels and Resorts, a move that the company partly made to be able to expand its presence in the Middle East and Africa. Mercedes-Benz has taken the wraps off the Generation EQ concept, previewing a new brand of electric vehicles. The first concept of the lineup takes the form of a crossover using an architecture developed specifically for battery electric models and incorporating all-wheel drive. It can travel 310 miles on a full charge. Apple has launched its Apple Pay software in Russia. As a tech firm extends the global reach of its payment service, Russia is the 10th country where Apple Pay has been made available. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Even though the photos and specs have already leaked out, today's the day for Google's unveiling of its new Pixel phone. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. And some stock analysts are so excited about what Google has planned for today. They're predicting Google stock will soar to more than $1,000 a share. Yesterday, it closed at around $770. Google will actually launch two new smartphones, the Pixel and Pixel XL. The phones will say, made by Google. The Nexus brand is gone. Look for a 5-inch display on the Pixel phone and 5.5 inches on the XL version, both with a 1080 OLED display. There's also an 8-megapixel camera on the front, 12 megapixels on the back. The phone's battery life got my attention. Google promises 7 hours on a 15-minute charge. Starting prices for a 32-gig phone will be about $700. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Did you miss the last Kim Commando show? Was there something you wanted to hear again?
Well, I can always go back later and see what I missed.
Kim's Club members enjoy uninterrupted, crystal clear audio and HD video of the Kim Commando show.
It's a place I can learn everything I need to know about the digital lifestyle, and I can trust the information.
Listen to podcasts on the go and take advantage of free downloads and how-to guides.
I can listen as I'm doing other things, hiking or walking.
You even get automatic entry into Kim's year-round contests.
I listen at the gym, so I exercise my body and mind.
Free downloads and how-to guides, plus free shipping on all your online purchases at shop.commando.com.
I can listen to it on my schedule when I have time.
Now's your chance. Join Kim's Club today and try it out absolutely free for 15 days. Go to club.commando.com and get your 15-day Kim's Club membership for free. That's club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your weather forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District and Superintendent Tommy Wallace have parted ways.
No one on the school board would say what led to a voluntary separation agreement. But board president Doug Wunderberger ruled out one rumor to WTAW News.
The common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight.
Because a joint statement from the board and Wallace does not say what Wallace gets from the school district for resigning, WTAW News has filed an open records request. Mark McCall and David Stansny voted no, saying they were opposed to unidentified portions of the deal. Voting yes were Wunderberger, Felicia Benford, Trey Moore, and Ruthie Waller. Wallace did not attend the meeting. Afterwards, he sent a tweet with two Bible verses. Using the New International Version translation, Jeremiah 29:11-14 begins with, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Wallace also used Psalms 34, which ends with, "The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned." The board ended the meeting with a unanimous vote naming Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke interim superintendent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The biggest hurdle has been cleared by the College Station School Board in determining new boundaries for 5th through 12th grade campuses. Five of the seven members favored splitting students from all three middle schools between the two high schools. While College Station Middle School will be split nearly 50-50 between the high schools, Quinn Williams was opposed to 18% of students from the district's new third middle school going to Consolidated and 16% of Consolidated Middle School students going to College Station High.
The 85% at one school is going to have that school spirit, and the 15 that are tagging along with that 85 for 7th and 8th grade.
Williams and Mike Nugent favored all Consolidated Middle School students going to Consolidated High, all students in the yet-to-be-built 3rd Middle School going to College Station High, and the nearly even split at College Station Middle School. The board also resolved grandfathering by unanimously adopting the committee's recommendations. Next week's Bryan City Council meeting will include a request made by a property owner at last week's meeting for a refund of penalties and interest. Gary Welch was among those who mailed a property tax payment to Brazos County's old tax office, but it arrived late at the new tax office. Welch says Brazos County reconsidered an earlier vote and granted the refund, and the Bryan School District has as well. But he told the council he's been trying to get an answer from the city for 2 months.
My question is, why is it that the other entities have taken up this matter and y'all haven't?
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the request from Welch and others will be considered by the council next Tuesday. The first of two annual fundraisers for the Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Support Group took place yesterday. The featured speaker at another sellout, surviving and thriving luncheon was international jewelry designer Kendra Scott. While she has not had cancer, her stepfather died of brain cancer and a close friend died of breast cancer earlier this year.
All I know is getting the call on the other end of the phone and hearing my friend sobbing to me. But it's that finding that strength inside of you and to know that you are not alone, that there are other women that are fighting this, and that together you can fight this with other strong women, and that there is an army of support out there for you and love to help you get through this and to not give up.
Today, there is a profit share with nearly 30 restaurants. The list is online at pinkalliance.org. 98% of Pink Alliance fundraising goes towards grants around the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 68 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marble Craft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marble Craft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Howdy, I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering, and my family and I have been cooking up awesome food for the Brazos Valley for over 25 years, and we would love to treat you and your guests to a great home-cooked meal for your next event. We serve a large variety of foods from chicken fried steak to hand-cut ribeyes and mesquite-cooked barbecue, plus fresh vegetables and homemade desserts. Check us out on our website at texascountrycatering.com or give us a call at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628.
836 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure remains in control, but the high will be shifting east, so the weather starts to gradually change as we head into the middle portion of the work week. Today, a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs up close to 90 degrees. We're partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75, there could be an isolated storm. Clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, 85 to 90, with the risk of an isolated storm. And it's partly sunny during the day, Thursday to start, then some afternoon clouds could lead to a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 836. I don't know if you've heard about the Paint the Town Pink. You probably have, because we've been talking about it this morning, and Jeannie's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are y'all?
Well, you sound really quiet. you're usually bouncing off the wall. What's going on today? Tell us about it.
Hey, we had a wonderful luncheon yesterday.
I know you did.
Thriving with Kendra Scott, so successful. But today we're taking it a step further. We are doing Paint the Town Pink, and what that is we have over 30 restaurants that are participating around town. And if you go eat at one of those restaurants, lunch or dinner, 5% of your bill will be donated back to Pink Alliance. We have a full list on pinkalliance.org, but it includes everything from all three Blue Baker locations, all four Wings and More, to Christopher's, Veritas, Napa Flats. They're doing a special drink called Pretty in Pink. We've got, over 30 restaurants that are going to help us with this particular event, and we're really excited.
Well, you sold out yesterday again. This become an annual sellout event, isn't it?
Exactly. And you can only put so many people in a ballroom.
Yeah.
So that's why we came up with this event, to kind of include the community as well, so that they could be a part and they could help those that can't help themselves, because that's what Pink Alliance is all about, is, you know, trying to help those who can't afford their mammograms, their deductibles. We also have a survivor group that meets every other week that has been so meaningful to so many women in the Brazos Valley.
And
so
everybody knows someone who's been touched by this, obviously. Everybody
absolutely
does. And again, go ahead.
Oh, no.
To reiterate, this is two meals. You can do lunch and dinner if you want to today, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So Jeannie, one more time, if they want to see the list of the restaurants, then where do they go? What's the website?
PinkAlliance.org, or there was an article or an ad in the paper as well, the Eagle this morning.
This got all the restaurants in there? Okay.
Yes.
All right, and you're hearing the commercials here, too. Glad to help out, and good luck. Y'all are a wonderful organization. Take care.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, see you. You bet. Bye-bye. Okay. Chelsea, did we find out anything about that?
Looking for it right now, Scott.
Cool. All right. We'll check on that. We think we have an accident. We're trying to get all that confirmed. In the meantime, let's move on to find out what's going on at the Humane Society. By the way, we're coming up. We'll have an interview with the president of the Bryan School Board in just a few minutes. That's coming up right after this. In the meantime, let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society. And Lee is here this morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. We got dachshund races coming up.
We do. We have, that's Wienerfest, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. Yeah, that was 3 days I mentioned. A week away. We have the Friday that will be boot camp, and then most of the activities will take place on Saturday and Sunday. So we have a tentative schedule up on the website right now. Still plenty of time for you to get your registration in to run your dachshund, your wannabe a wiener, and the non-dachshund races. The costume contest open to all breeds of dogs as well. And in the mornings, we do have the 5K open to the two-legged runners, that, or if you want to bring your dog along with that too.
Yeah, that's right. And again, if you've ever participated before, you know what it's like, but to expand it to 3 days is pretty
It's going to be a really busy 3 days. Again, that's at Wolfpen Creek. And just to come out and watch, there's no charge. There are some fees to, you know, participate in races. But other than that, come out, watch. It's a family-friendly event. If you're in the market for a dog or a cat, we have a adoption special this month, half-price adoptions, select $12 adoptions as well for some of our we'll call them maybe long-term residents.
Okay, all right, we can do that.
So we have half-price adoptions and $12 adoptions. Great opportunity to add a family member to your family right now.
Okay. If they want some more information about all this, what do they do?
Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturdays, 11 to 3.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And Carrie's here this morning from the chamber. How are you?
Good morning.
What's happening in y'all's world?
Well, we're going to have a busy month. You know, we'll try to wrap it all up before the holidays, so we'll squeeze everything in. We've got our Youth Career Fair coming up, sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center. This is an annual event that our education committee puts on to introduce eighth graders across the Brazos Valley to future career paths as they sit down and start planning the core courses that they will take in high school. So that's going to be Wednesday, October 19th at the Expo. It's free to reserve a booth, so we'd really like the business community to show up, no matter what type of business you're in, and just meet these kids and talk to them about the preparations they need to begin making now if they're interested in following you in your career path. So call us about that, and then we'll have our business after hours this month at Code Red, a Chrome Experience in downtown Bryan. It's going to be October 20th, and they've put a fun little spin on it this year. They're having a 50s Hollywood glam theme. So, pick out your polka dot dresses and your heels, and there is going to be a prize for the best dress. So we're looking forward to that. Our fall job fair, we're getting that put together. It's going to be November 2nd at the Brazos Center. We have booths for members and non-members. We will sell out these booths. In the past few years, we have. So if your job is hiring, or you may be in the spring, a good time to start accepting applications now. And our annual banquet, Save the Date, sponsored by City of College Station. It's going to be November 14th, 6 until 9 p.m. at the Hilton. We've got tables of 8, 10, and 12 available. And I would like to let you guys know and congratulate, we've selected our 2016 Citizen of the Year, which is going to be John Anderson with Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
And our 2016 Volunteer of the Year, which is Cherie Bogner with Wells Fargo. So big congratulations to those guys who've done so much for our community and for the chamber. A few ribbon cuttings just to mark the dates. We'll have a deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow for Cassiano Electric at 4:30 p.m. We will have a ribbon cutting this afternoon for Pathways Hospice at 4:30. Thursday, we'll have a ribbon cutting for Jackrabbit Manufacturing and Powder Coating at 4:30. And the next Wednesday, another deluxe ribbon cutting for Element Retirement and Investment Consultant, celebrating their five-year anniversary. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
So look forward to those, and go on our website for more dates or times for those.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you all very much.
Yep. Visit the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and as we mentioned, Bill Oliver, news director, got a chance to talk to Doug Wanenberger last night after the school board meeting.
You had said last week that this evening's meeting would provide some clarification. What, to this point, what's been clarified?
Well, a clarification is that we have accepted a voluntary separation agreement, or come to an agreement with Dr. Wallace. So as of September 30th, he's no longer employed by the district. We've appointed Dr. Timothy Roke as the interim superintendent. and look forward to his leadership. He'll be a good leader.
When will we find out what's in the voluntary separation agreement?
Well, to the extent that we can explain it, there will be a press release put out by Mr. Webb that should be available tomorrow. Other than that, I can't make a comment at the moment.
Why weren't the details approved after 4.5 hours last week and a couple of hours this evening? Why is this still not totally resolved?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, but it's something we have to deal with as elected officials. Everything we do has to be announced on an agenda 72 hours ahead of time. Anytime we take action, there has to be an agenda item that says that we could possibly take action. All of that, the lead time for that is we're bound by it, and there's really no way to work around it. That this certainly was not an emergency situation. That would be the one exception to that. In order to announce, if you'll remember, in order to announce our meeting on Wednesday, we had to post it on Friday, which obviously is more than 72 hours, but the weekend came into play there. We had to have our noon workshop today at 7 o'clock in the evening because we had to get the agenda posted 72 hours ahead of time, and we were working through the some of the details before that. So a lot of it's driven by the fact that we have to follow open meetings laws, open records, so on and so forth to meet the expectations, I guess, of the law.
But the agenda for tonight did say consider action on a voluntary separation agreement. So where's the agreement?
Well, once again, we have a press release that will give the information that we can on the voluntary separation agreement. I cannot comment at this time on the contents of it.
If you do, what are the consequences?
It would violate the terms for me to comment on that.
Which would include what as far as consequences?
I really can't comment.
Is there going to be a monetary figure involved?
I can't comment on that.
Not commenting is also part of the agreement?
No comment.
The vote was 4-2. It was an all or nothing proposition. A couple of members decided that whatever was in there that they didn't like swayed them to vote no. Are you happy with the entire terms of the agreement?
I'm happy that we put this issue behind us and we can move forward under Dr. Roque's leadership.
But is it not? I would think it's not an on and off switch that you can move forward. It's sort of like a boat going on a lake. There's a wake behind. It's going to take some time, I would think, for everyone involved, be it from the board or central office or buildings or voters who voted for you and the rest of the board members and those who voted for a huge bond issue to get over this, particularly for those who want some answers that apparently they're not going to be completely satisfied.
Well, that's an excellent analogy, actually, and to great extent, I think we're in good shape because the wake behind us, at least in terms of the policies that the board has set and the actions that we have taken to support the district, will be followed by somebody who's very familiar with those policies and actions in Dr. Roque. So I'm confident that there will be very little change in the positive direction of the district.
It won't be entirely positive, not knowing what the circumstances were that to lead up to the event. All there can be is speculation whether something happened within the district or outside the district, things that could be controlled later on in the district with new leadership. again, goes back to, because there hasn't been and might not ever be publicly disclosed information about what led up to this series of events.
I'm not sure what your question was.
How well or how full can the district move forward when it's not known what led up to what happened?
I really don't know how to answer that. There's not an absolute need to know about every detail of
let me go on, try to be a little more specific. If the series of events that led up to this voluntary separation agreement had to do with job performance, then that's one takeaway that the board to the administration and through the ranks, that can solve the whatever issue from happening again, if that's the set of circumstances, versus whatever led to the separation agreement did not deal with work-related issues.
Well, let me say this, and I think it'll be the end of my comments, is that the common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight. I have no personal knowledge or evidence at hand to support anything that we of that sort. We had action that we took based upon other factors.
And you may look over your shoulder. You may finish this up by saying no comment again. Can it be stated that the voluntary separation agreement was a result of something that happened in the superintendent's official capacity?
I can't comment on that.
Back to moving forward, just so that listeners understand what happened this evening, could only go as far as naming an interim superintendent. It'll be the next meeting at the soonest that the board can start talking about what happens after that.
Yes, that's true, and very much for the same reason I just talked about the agenda items, and any change of direction or any modification, whatever path we're on, we have to have agenda items in action to address those. I don't anticipate anything like that. I think we'll be moving along deliberately in the positive direction we've been trying to move with Dr. Roki at the helm.
And then let me finish up just as one member of the board. This set of experiences have taken place. How does this better equip you in screening candidates down the road for the next permanent superintendent's position?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that question some. I'm sure there, any time you go through something like this, there are positives, negatives that you take out of it that you hope you learn from. And I would anticipate that the board will learn from that. The other thing to consider is hiring a superintendent happens rarely, and the majority of our board, well, I guess half of the board, has never been through this process before, so it will be a learning experience for them.
Plus, you will have a seventh new member somewhere down the line.
And a very good point. Our next major step will be to appoint a trustee to fill John Street's position, and we have three people who have volunteered for that, so the board will be moving to I can't say because we haven't specifically said what our steps will be, but to evaluate those three volunteers to select a board member.
And I couldn't remember if that deadline had passed to make, for someone who wanted to make their intentions known to contact you.
I believe it has. And to be honest, we had the three volunteers before we even set that deadline. I haven't, to my knowledge, received no more since. So we're in good shape. To have three people to talk about is a good thing.
What else have I missed that listeners need to know about what y'all have gone through the last couple of weeks?
That's a pretty open-ended question. I'm not sure I have an answer for you.
Well, it's just more from the perspective of having to go through a process that I don't think you have gone through while being on the board, and I don't know whether you've gone through this type of process any other time in your life.
A voluntary separation agreement?
Yeah.
No, I've never been through one before. It's, once again, I won't say it's altogether rare, but it's not one in my 10 years on the board here that we've gone through.
Is there a word to describe it?
I don't have a word that I can think of. I mean, it's certainly not something you look forward to, but you always try to learn from those situations.
There you go. That's Doug Whataburger interviewed last night by Bill Oliver. He's the president of the Bryan School Board.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-Collet Station.
Here go a couple of minutes till I actually got two phone calls. So if you got in at the end of or just part of the Doug Whataburger interview, you can go to probably, I don't know, by 9:30, just go onto the website, click Infomaniacs, and it has all our show on, and just click the third hour, and you can pick up on the entire interview right there. And later on, we may have it parsed out and available for you, too. But anyhow, we appreciate him doing that. Glad that we were able to get that for you. All right, so don't let your kids watch TV. Got that? Did you hear? You know, it's kind of uncharacteristic for Kim Komando to do this, but she mentioned today that because of this announcement that Google's going to make about their products, their stock may go to $1,000, and it's at $770 right now.
Whew.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, does the Bryan School Board deal with the CIA black ops budget? Because it seems like everything's top secret. No comment.
Well, you know, we have filed a Freedom of Information Act. Don't know how long that could take. May take a couple of months if they decide that the Attorney General needs to act on that. But we have made the I agree with you. I would like to know more. I really would like to know more.
I think
more.
Everyone would.
Yeah, and so that's why we've done that on behalf of the public so that we can find out what that's about. All right, so if you want to seem more attractive, science says you should go stand next to an ugly friend.
Oh, yeah.
Study from the University of London found what all your bar buddies already know.
Yeah.
People are perceived as more attractive if they're flanked by people who aren't quite as fortunate looking as you are.
Of course.
Same small study had volunteers rate the attractiveness of a number of faces of photographs after viewing what were